Mike Plourde in the studio. It's 8:13 on Tuesday, April 28th. And joining me is Lisa LaVar, who is a physical therapist for Active Physical Therapy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in. You've got something to talk about that's very, very timely right now. Tell us what you got.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking about preventing bicycling-related pain and injury. We have National Bike to School Day coming up on May 6th and Bike to Work Day on May 15th. And with the weather getting nicer, I know more and more people will be getting out on their bikes. Bicycling is a great low-impact activity. Generally speaking, it's very easy on your joints. But with it being a repetitive activity and you're in a sustained position for a prolonged amount of time, it does come with a risk for overuse injuries. Fortunately, though, these injuries are preventable, and that's what I want to talk about.
So how do we prevent it? Do we start out slower? Because I'm sure there are some people that are just, you know, kind of taking their bike out maybe this week because we're looking at good weather coming up this weekend. What would you say?
Yeah, definitely you want to start out slow to begin with. There's some common areas of pain that people get, and one of the big things you want to do is maintain good posture while on your bike. Neck pain is one of the common areas of pain that people get, and the reason for that a lot of times is that they're reaching too far forward for their handlebars, and the farther forward that you're reaching, the more you're going to have to hyperextend your neck in order to see what's in front of you. So one simple thing you can do is put a shorter stem on your bike, which is the piece that connects the handlebars to the rest of the bike. Then you won't be reaching so far, and that should help relieve your neck pain. Another thing is a lot of times people tense their shoulders while they're riding. If you can just relax your shoulders, think about squeezing your shoulder blades down and back, and that will put your neck in a better position and help reduce pain as well.
I had no idea. Neck pain. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Talking to Lisa LaVar, who is a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. And Lisa, what are some of the other areas that people run into as far as pain when it comes to cycling?
A couple other areas are lower back pain and knee pain. For lower back pain, again, your posture has a huge impact on that. You want to try and maintain the natural curve of your spine when you're riding, which for your lower back is an inward curve. So one thing you can do is think about sticking your tailbone out, and that will help you maintain that curve. A lot of times people have a hard time keeping that, and they tend to round their lower back, and that can be because they have tight hamstrings. So if you're getting a lot of low back pain while riding and you have tight hamstrings, definitely want to make sure to stretch those and work on your flexibility there. And another reason, a common reason for low back pain is if you have core weakness. If your lower back and your abdominals are weak, you're not going to be able to have the strength to maintain that good position.
Does cycling help the core muscles?
You don't get a lot of a core workout just cycling. Mm-hmm. So that's something you definitely want to do to supplement your bicycling.
Talking to Lisa LaVar, who's a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. And we're talking about cycling. We've got a great summer coming up. I know we do. Knock on wood. And a lot of people are going to be out on their bikes. And Lisa, you had mentioned also knees. Talk about knees for a minute.
Yeah. Knee pain, usually while bicycling, people complain of knee pain in the front of their knees or on the outside of their knees. If you're getting pain in the front of your knees, it could be because you're riding with your seat too low, or it could be from a muscle imbalance. And pain on the outside of your knees could be from riding with your seat too high, or it could be from weak or tight outer hip muscles. So one thing, when you're adjusting your seat position, you want to have a slight bend in your knee at the bottom of the pedal stroke, but make sure that the seat's not so high that your hips are rocking from side to side when you're pedaling.
Mike Plourde in the studio, and I'm talking to Lisa LaVar, who is the physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy, at Active Physical Therapy. And Lisa, you're talking about getting on the bicycle maybe this weekend or even through the summertime, and some of the things that people might encounter and people might run into. And what else do we need to know about hopping on that bicycle?
Another thing that is important to note, when you're biking, you want to keep your bike in a easier gear while you're pedaling. That will help prevent extra pain and stress on your low back and your knees as well. So you want to pedal in easier gear and more revolutions per minute.
So it's not really helpful to dial your bike up just to give yourself, with the idea of giving yourself a bigger workout.
No, not necessarily. It's harder on your joints, and it's not going to give you a better workout.
And you talked about posture. Talk again about posture. Yeah. How important that is.
It's very important on the bike because you're maintaining that position for a prolonged amount of time. A couple of things to remember, just to keep your shoulders relaxed, keep a slight bend in your elbows. Try and keep your, stick your tailbone out to maintain that curve in your low back. And you want to work on your abdominal strength as well to help maintain that posture.
One thing you had mentioned, too, about seat level and handlebar level also, it never occurred to me. You talked about preventing pain in your neck by not overreaching to the handlebars.
Yeah, if you know, that's one thing you can try adjusting, is if you feel like you are reaching too far, that will put extra strain on your neck. So if you can just shorten that reach of your handlebars, that can make a big impact on your neck pain and your low back pain as well.
Same thing with having at least a little bit of a bend in the knee at the bottom of your pedal stroke.
Yep, you want to make sure you have that little bit of a bend. If not, if your seat's too high, your hips are going to rock from side to side, and that can cause low back pain or knee pain. So definitely make sure you've got that bend in your knee at the bottom of the pedal stroke.
Anything else we need to know?
One thing to keep in mind is that you should not have any pain while biking, aside from maybe your muscles being sore from working, but you shouldn't have any pain in your joints. And if you do, I encourage you to see a physical therapist. And we offer free injury screens at all of our active physical therapy clinics.
How can people find out more?
You can visit our website at stayactiveup.com.
Or stop in, maybe?
Or stop in. We'd be happy to talk with you and do a free injury assessment and see what's going on causing your pain and help you work through it.
Active Physical Therapy, I know, is in Marquette on Fair Avenue.
Yep, we have a location on Fair Avenue across from the medical center, and we have another location inside Synergy Fitness in Marquette, and then we have a clinic in Nagani inside the YMCA on Iron Street, and one in Ishpeming in the Country Village.
Lisa Labar joining us from Active Physical Therapy and talking about ways to avoid pain and injury while riding your bike. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.